It's 22 minutes to 8 and 9 weeks ago today, Ethan Carter from Weymouth passed away. He was 15 months old. He'd been diagnosed as epileptic in January. His mum and dad, Sue and Gavin, are awaiting the results of his post-mortem examination, but it's thought he died from sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, or SUDEP. Now, I went to talk to Ethan's mum yesterday at their home in Chapel Hay. She has three other children, Taylor, Hannah and Evie, who's just 14 weeks old. And Sue Carter, she told me about the first time that Ethan had a fit in November last year.
He woke up from his morning nap screaming, which he never cried. So immediately, obviously, I ran up there. He was crying on the monitor. And he just didn't seem himself. And now looking back, I realise that his right arm was twitching. But I brought him down. He didn't have a temperature, but I gave him some Calpol, thinking he's obviously coming down with something because he just wasn't himself. And then this twitching just became more and more, and I thought, something's not right. So I phoned an ambulance, and while I was waiting for the ambulance, he went into a full-blown, all limbs, twitching and jerking.
And this is something that you've got no background of in the family?
No
background. So you must have been so panicked.
Yeah, it was just me here on my own. Gavin was at work. Yeah, very scary to see. First epileptic seizure that I've ever seen, and it's my son. It was scary.
So what happened then?
The hospital say that children are allowed a febrile convulsion, and most children have one febrile convulsion, temperature related, and then they don't have any more. So that's what that was put down to.
So it was January of this year that he was diagnosed as epileptic?
Yeah, a week before his birthday, his first birthday.
And is there something that happens when you get that diagnosis? Does he start getting regular medication that he takes?
Yeah, on the day he was diagnosed, he'd had an EEG and MRI just after Christmas. They came back all fine, nothing showed up. So then the week before his birthday, he was diagnosed with epilepsy. He was put on medication twice a day. That medication didn't work initially. The seizures became more. So then they swapped his medication, weaned him off one and put him up on another. So he was on two for 3 weeks transition. We went on holiday on the 7th of April, just to Devon Cliffs. He had four that day and spent the first night of our holiday in Exeter Hospital. I went down to pick him and Gavin up from the hospital, came back to enjoy the holiday. Then he had another one on holiday on the Thursday. That Thursday to the Thursday before he died, completely seizure free. So we thought his medication was suited to him and was working. Mm. Woke up on the Friday morning in a seizure, very much the same as his very first seizure when he was crying when he first had one. But we were told because they're becoming less time, it's up to us when we phone in for an ambulance. So we didn't phone an ambulance in the morning. Then Gavin went to work. He had another one. I was there on my own, so I phoned an ambulance. I didn't feel confident to not to. But the paramedic came and said he's got a slight temperature, plenty of fluids, Calpol, rest at home. So he had a sleep. Then he had another two seizures. Evie and I had our 6-week check at the doctor that afternoon, so I phoned Gavin to come back from work. So he came back from work. He was then playing fine up and down here with his little truck. Evie and I went to the doctor for our check, and Gavin went up to check on him when the other two were just having our tea and just going to bed, and found him face down. So Gavin did CPR until the ambulance came.
And you think he had a final seizure in his sleep?
Yeah, that's what we think. We've not had the post-mortem results back yet for the cause for sure, but we think he's had a seizure in his sleep. He sleeps kind of on his belly, bum up in the air on his knees, and that's how he was found, but I'm not sure if he was flat or whether he was still on his knees, but completely face down, whereas normally they're obviously put their face to the side.
Yeah.
So we think he's choked or suffocated on saliva or vomit.
And how are you guys coping now?
Very, very hard. It's 9 weeks tomorrow. But we've obviously got the older two that we have to kind of be strong for them. They've got loads of support at their school. It's been fantastic. They see their... Initially, they saw their school family support worker every day. And since now the half term, they see her once a week. And they've got memory boxes and photos that they've put in. And so they're being really well cared for. And Gavin and I talk to each other a lot, but we're just waiting to hear back from bereavement counsellors. So yeah, we're okay. It's never going to be normal again.
So what happens now? You're trying to raise money for epilepsy charities, but also to try and raise awareness of the illness.
Yeah, really. My sister's doing this 20-mile charity walk on Sunday around Weymouth and Portland. She's got a Just Giving page, but it is just to raise the awareness of epilepsy and raise as much money as we can to go towards their research.
And do you think that's part of the grieving process as well, just that kind of ability to focus on something which helps you not focus on something else?
I think so. I think it's taken away... a lot of the, not the grief, because you're grieving constantly, but it, like you say, it gives you a focus. You know, you're looking at the Just Giving page and the donations are raising, they're rising all the time. And, you know, we don't want to be in this position whatsoever. We'd rather he was here and we didn't have to do anything of this. But it does help to know that people are going to be helped by the money that is being raised in Ethan's memory.
Sue Carter talking to me at her home in Chapel Hay yesterday about her son Ethan, who died 9 weeks ago today. If you'd like to see a picture of Ethan, Sue was kind enough to give one to me, which we put on the BBC Radio Sun Facebook page. It's a handsome chap. Dark hair, big blue eyes. He's got this little patch of ginger just on his temple. And in the picture, he's got one of these. I don't know if you've seen them. They're like pacifiers, the dummies with a moustache attached. So it's a picture of a, you know, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 month old little boy with a fine moustache on his face. It's, as I say, it's on our Facebook page. And Sue also mentioned in there that her sister, Mandy, is going to be doing a sponsored walk around Weymouth and Portland on Sunday. If you'd like to find out more about that, then you can visit Just Giving and search for Amanda Burley. It's a B-U-R-L-E-Y. It's the first result that comes up. So justgiving.com and search for Amanda Burley.